You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
What's up? It's the Ichiban Sweetcast. We made it back. The dogs are going sick. They're as excited as Curtis and I are. We've managed to get up on this Sunday morning, actually probably stay up late for Curtis, but we've done it. We've managed to get together. We're going to fucking wrap up the New Japan Cup and preview Sakura Genesis. Is that what we're doing, Curtis? Tell me about it. Oh, where is he? Where is he? I had him muted. I'm so sorry. You can tell I'm rusty with this shit. Fucking hell.
You dick.
Dog, you what an absolute.
You have dogged me.
I was trying to mute the actual dogs, which are going fucking sick by me, and I muted you. It was also, to be fair, a dog. So.
You crook bloke. It's the New Japan Cup date.
Here we go. Probably our laziest. Sorry, I'm cutting you off straight away. We're going to get back into the groove eventually. Probably our laziest cup dates in that, like, in the past, we've done like every week and shit like that. Look, you're just getting an overall review and that's it. As you were. Fuck.
As you were. David Ofelin, Debichan. New Japan Cup champion got a big match coming up against Hirooki Goto. Mm. Now, if I told you three years ago, that Sakura Genesis is going to be headlined by David Finlay challenging Hirooki Goto for the IWGP.
Reigning champion Hirooki Goto for the IWGP.
Reigning champion Hirooki Goto. On like V2 already, like...
There's no way I would have believed you because at that time, both guys were firmly ensconced at the bottom of the mid card at best.
Yep.
In tags. Yep. Like, yeah, you've got to take your hat off to New Japan because they don't panic. Like, I'm sure they do behind the scenes, but like when something happens and there's like a tectonic force. Moves the plates around and, you know, their big pieces get swept off the board. They don't go, oh, who can we fucking pull in from fucking ex-WWE guy to be our new champion? Who could do that? They go, who we got on the bench, boys? And then they just fucking go deep and they go, well, let's put in the work and let's fucking elevate them. And then let's just like build them up. And like when we touched on it the other day, but when Goto fucking won, it felt right and it felt just and it felt like a Cinderella story. And then now with all the building they've been doing for all these years, and it even fucking, of course it had to be Finlay because he was fucking Goto's nemesis and, you know, he beat him in front of his kids and all this fucking stuff. It makes it personal, you know what I mean? So do I know how that match is going to play out? I really fucking don't. You know, like
I can see both.
I can see arguments for both.
Being happy with both results as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I could definitely be happy with both. So they've done great things. I think it was the right call out of everybody in the tournament. You know, there's definitely wrestlers in that tournament that I maybe enjoy more than both guys and that I'd like to see, you know, get their time in the sun and all that eventually. But I think for the story that's being told right now and the way everything's playing out and the Goto revolution and like Hontai and fucking Chaos merging and then now pulling in just four guys as well, who, I mean, are really just three guys thanks to Doki's injury and Taka barely even counts, so just two at best. You know what I mean? Goto is creating this huge fucking force for good right now. So it – it makes sense that the guy that would oppose him would be somebody who was, like, you know, on the dark side. And ironically,
and the dark side splitting.
Side is kind of the weakest that it's ever been. So it's like, with all the division in Bullet Club and everything that's going on, you're left going, this might be the perfect time for Godo to just keep rolling. You know what I mean? Like, Finley, it may not be the right time for Finley because his pieces aren't in order. His force is weaker. It's smaller. You know, he doesn't really have the mental advantage that he's had against Godo in the past as well. Like, you're broken. You're old. There's no way you could beat me. There's fucking all this stuff. And then it's like, Godo's like, motherfucker, I run this place now. And he's like, so let's see. You know, he's at the top of
the fucking wall, baby.
Yeah, and you're left going, "Fuck, man!" Like, that's it's an interesting. What am I trying to say? Like, landscape right now.
Really? Yes, it is. Let's talk about one thing. Mm-hmm. Going into, and I know you got some thoughts on this because we were gonna chat about it in the group text with some of the homies. Mm-hmm. But going into this cup, we were all kind of like, where the fuck is Shooter? What is Shooter? What's he doing? What's going on? Mm-hmm. How do we feel about what's going on with Shooter right now?
I like it.
He's down low.
I think
he's down low.
I like it.
I like it too.
Yeah. Like,
I like it too.
Amy was very interested the moment he had a shaved head. She was like, he looks fucking cool. I could do away with the fluffy pants soon, but it's baby steps, right? Like, he can't change everything straight away. The music's going to need to change, things like that. But immediately debuting essentially a new finisher and even a new setup to that finisher and a really good finisher. It's good. It's different. He can fucking apparently do it to everybody. Doing that shit to Cobb is fucking crazy. Like, yes. The intensity, the no fanfare, he's not in the fucking crowd, he's not doing stuff. And then that brings us to this final as well. The interaction that he had with Finlay at the end of that, where Finlay's like, if you want to fucking succeed in this company, you follow my lead. You watch what I'm doing because I'm the blueprint to your fucking success. And Shooter almost nodded. You know what I mean? He's always been like, no, I'm the fucking... But he was like, fuck, I'm changing everything about myself. Maybe I don't have the run of it. And even the commentators, were like, you know, in a parallel universe somewhere, you could see Shooter in a fucking War Dogs because him and Finlay have lived almost parallel lives. You know what I mean? And that's very interesting. And so... where does he stand? Is he in the mix come Sakura Genesis? You know what I mean? Like, he's wearing white right now, but maybe ends up wearing black. You know what I'm saying?
Do you think it's going to be that quick? I think maybe they've got a couple more months before we see a finish.
I don't, because it's New Japan. Like, but it's a fucking wild company right now. You know what I mean? And also, there's no guarantee he'll do that. They could just be hinting at it and he shows his true colors, whatever it may be. But I feel like they had him waving the white flag for a very long time. And if anything, it was really going the other way for him. So, yeah, it's interesting.
It definitely feels like the fan, like the semifinal match against Shingo. Shooter comes out, he's kind of just in the corner, like head down, almost like he's praying, like he's just like, you know, focusing, getting his thoughts right. Shingo comes out, Shingo is being Shingo and stuff. Mm-hmm. The fans were like clearly on Shingo's side. And then as the match went, you could feel them starting to pull for Shooter because like there wasn't a lot of... It's funny because like as he's starting out, he's still putting in doughy soft strikes and stuff like that, like Shooter used to. Mm-hmm. And then as the match goes on, he starts hitting harder.
Yeah.
He starts firing up a little bit more. And it's really nice to see like that side of Shooter again.
Yeah.
It's like he was like, I'm just going through those same old motions like I used to. Mm-hmm. You know, when I came out with my Mr. Tumnus pants.
Yeah.
And it dawned on him the situation, the gravitas of the situation that he's in, and you know he had to go bigger or go home, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that like he's still in the oven. Obviously, he's nowhere near finished yet. I think it might be until after the G1 before we really start to get an idea of what this finished shooter could be.
Yeah, but they've got him on low and slow, hey? Like, they've just got him fucking smoking in the fucking pit out the back, basically. Because have you ever seen a more winning loser in your life? You know what I mean? He always is. I think Childhood said there's never been a bigger case of losing upwards. You know what I mean? Like,
he's definitely, he's tripping up the stairs, right?
You know what I mean? Like, he always fucking drops the ball, but he's always manages to get himself into these positions. So he's always in the mix. He's always really prominent, but he's never getting it done. And I think this is the potential that down the road we'll end up looking back like that was maybe one of the best long-term builds of all time. You know what I mean? I think they're really... We're not there yet, and I can't see it. I'm in the weeds. I'm not fucking standing on the hill looking down bird's eye view at what's happening. But by the time it's all said and done, there's the potential for us to look back and go, that was some shit that they did. You know what I mean? Yeah. They made us all feel this way and hate this thing and stuff like that. And whether that's all intentional or taking advantage of things and dodging and weaving as things have presented themselves and things like that, you don't know, but that's pro wrestling. You know what I mean? Like, the bookers have to move on their toes and things like that. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. Or he could be the greatest failed experiment of all time. You know, you just don't know.
Yeah, like, he's got something. Like, we all were on the shooter bandwagon, you know, at one point or another, like whether it was as a young lion when he was backing up Moxley or when he first came back, or like everybody's been on his team at some point. Uh-huh. You know, like he's got the potential that he could be this humongous babyface. Mm-hmm. It's like, what's changed that we can't see it right now?
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. And how do they fix that? Mm. So
the hair was a big part of it for me.
the hair and the gear.
Yeah.
And the fact that like when he's not engaged, it's mm-hmm. obvious.
Yeah.
You can tell.
Yeah.
Like there's some dudes that you see that play that character mm-hmm. of unengaged. Like mm-hmm. you know, when you see some people come out and they're like, oh, I'm too cool for this, yada, yada. And you're like, that's Fujita, right? Kosei Fujita. Mm-hmm. Huge Fuji, like, comes out and he's too fucking cool and stuff like that. But like, the second he gets in the ring, it's fucking on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's people who aren't playing that, but just are it. Mm-hmm. Like, fucking when he comes out and he's, like, you know, got the lights and he's waving for the kids and he's, you know, holding the fake belts that they made for him and stuff, and it's really nice. And then he goes out and he has a gentleman's three of a match, and you know, he's not even like, are you not engaged anywhere but the Tokyo Dome?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
But
that's the thing, right? Yeah.
He looked super tuned in mm-hmm. this entire tournament, so I was really happy with that.
Yeah, it was.
That's all I want.
Yeah,
I'll excuse the hair. I'll excuse the fucking gear. If you're tuned in, mm-hmm. I'm in. I believe in you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Now that is a great description of kind of where he's at, and he's feeling like that now. So yeah, whether it was him not liking where he was, or external factors, or even if that was a choice, you know, we've definitely turned a corner with him. Let's touch on the former champion. Let's touch on Zack Sabre Jr. and where he's at and what you think is sort of next for Zack, because he obviously did well in the tournament. He was in the mix mm-hmm. for sure.
Semi-final, yeah.
Yeah, after his he did a tag or whatever that I saw again, like Team DK versus Hontai, basically, and him and Goto had a bit of a stare down afterwards and things like that. Is Zack still in the mix? Is he being cycled out here? What are we thinking is next for Zack? Are we thinking it's a situation where it's like Finlay takes the belt and then it's Finlay and Zack is the end thing, or is Goto reigning supreme and fucking, you know, Zach is getting cycled back into it for a rematch down the line. What are you thinking?
I don't know. Really, I think what they've done with Zach, you know, letting him become a champion, giving him that honorific of being the best tournament wrestler in New Japan, in the world, probably, because New Japan has the best tournaments in the world. So when you have someone like that, it's like when you had Okada and AJ and Tanahashi and, you know, Nakamura and all these guys, like, you have them all at once. They can't all be champion at the same time.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're not really cycled down, but they're credible threats at any given time.
Yeah.
Right. So right now, like, who could be the big four? Like, obviously, you've got Goto as champion, but I don't think he's one of the big four in the company right now.
Yeah.
You know, you've got, like, who is our current big four? There's a good spot where we could go off of right now. Zach and Shingo, probably.
Mm-hmm. Zach,
I'm not even sure if Shingo's there. I mean, Shingo's there for the, you know, for the stars and stuff like that. But, like, probably not Shingo as far as, like,
the, I would say Desperado is fucking in the big four right now.
Yeah. Yeah, as far as big name draws, yeah, I could see Despy.
Even though we maybe aren't loving what he does and stuff, Naito is still a huge draw for the company. Like, he's always going to be. So you'd say Zach, Naito, Despy, fucking...
And then pick your flavor of the Raiwa guys. Is it like...
I feel like Gabe is above them all.
Gabe, or is it Yoda Tsuji?
Nah, it's
not. You know?
Yeah. I mean, I think New Japan would want to tell you, Shooter. I think probably if they had to put up a poster right now and go, come to our next event, here's our big four, they'd put Goto with the belt, Naito, Zack Sabre Jr., and Despy would be the four that they put on the poster. If they just had to put up four big heads selling tickets, I feel like that's what they'd do.
Yeah.
But Goto holding the belt, like, would be the essential part of his, you know, thing.
But let's say Goto loses to Davey on April 4th at Sakura Genesis. Goto's not going to stay on the poster for the next
event. Exactly. So if you take the belt out of it, Naito, Despy, Zach,
maybe Shingo.
Yeah, maybe.
Or, like I said, your flavor of any of the new guys, whether it's Gabe or Yoda Tsuji, or, you know, choose your own adventure that way.
Yeah, or Yuya. He's not there yet, but just as somebody they're really wanting to pick. But if we're choosing like a true pillar, because I'm looking at like some old pictures that I've got up on the wall here, and I can immediately see Okada, Kenny, Naito, Ibushi. You know what I mean? Like, you can see Tanahashi. Like, you can see these guys. And at the moment, we're kind of not really there at all, like, at that same level. Like, we're on our way and they're building towards it, but those pillars aren't really firmly ensconced. They're pretty fluid at the moment.
Yeah, it's very fluid. And that's the thing is,
like, Tanahashi would probably still be on the poster, to be honest. He would probably be the fourth.
Probably.
Like, yeah. I mean, he's not done yet. He's still got a year, so.
Well, I mean, like, when things are in such flux all the time, and I think we're starting to lock stuff down, but like you said, like, next man up was always the call, right? Mm-hmm. Next man up is the way that we run this entire show, but, like, next man up has always been we lose two of our four pillars, well, we can bring two guys up, and so it seems like all of the pillars are going at once.
Yeah.
You know, Tanahashi's gone. Fucking Naito's on his last leg, literally.
Yeah.
Fucking Okada's gone. Will's gone. Jay White's gone. You know, like, and not to bring up that same old shit that I talk about whenever I have a rant, but, like, it seems like, you know, you lose AJ and you lose Nakamura. It's cool. Put Naito and Kenny in those spots, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And then they're there for in those spots for years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, like Kenny was in that spot for 2-3 years before he took off. Yeah. So then we've got, yeah, Kenny leaves and they just go, cool, put Jay White in his spot.
Yeah.
And that it works that way. Yeah. Jay White leaves and they start saying, okay, cool, put Will in that spot. Mm-hmm. And then Will leaves.
Yeah.
And it's like, whoa, okay, whoa. You know,
yeah, both of those two left so quick, it was hard to have them settle into where that is. And I think that's what leads to that current state of flux that we feel, because it really, it's not that it's been unsettled since Will left. It's been unsettled since Kenny left.
Yeah. Mm. And here's the thing. In the past, I might have gotten a little bit heated about it, mm-hmm. but
you would have.
Where there's air, there's opportunity.
Yeah, sure.
Right? Mm-hmm. So who should the Big Four people be that we've see on the poster?
Okay, like, that's a great call. Who would I like to see? Say we have this conversation in a year, and this isn't a prediction. This is who would I like to see?
It's not what we think's going to happen. It's what we want to see happen. And when we think about that, when we think about who do we want to see, we can't just say like our favorite guys. We have to say who would we like to see as far as who would lead the company the best.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a tough one, man.
I definitely think Zach is still there a year from now. On the poster a year from now, not there in the company. I don't know what his plans are. I would hope that he stays in the company.
Yeah, I think he would.
But as far as a big face for the company, I think that he would be there.
Yeah.
Tanahashi's going to be gone at that point. Mm-hmm. Goto still won't be champion at that point.
No way. No.
Do we have two foreigners on the poster? Is David Chan there? Is Gabe there?
I think Gabe would be. I mean... New Japan doesn't move fast, but I do think that they have been moving a bit faster with Gabe because I think they do know what they have. And I feel like they have like Steve Austin potential in a Gabe kid. And I feel like Absolutely. They need to move on him now before it gets too long, before he leaves, before anything happens, and while the iron is hot. So I could absolutely see him as like the fourth head, like the anti-hero, you know, of New Japan for sure.
Oh, he's definitely the black hat for sure.
Yeah, yeah. But okay. I think he would essentially be a dark face, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, I think, and yeah, anti-hero. He's already doing it. You know what I mean? Like the New Japan logos on his gear, and I think was that the like it was like the fucking what was the kanji he had on the back of his trunks? I'm mind blanking. The Inoki type fucking kanji on the back of his trunks in this tournament.
I don't know. I don't read kanji.
Oh, they said that. It in commentary, but I fucking forget what it says. But anyway, it's Inoki shit. You know what I mean? They were talking about like how he's sort of like the spirit of Inoki. It's not who Inoki would have picked or even suspected, but it is him. You know, that kind of thing.
Okay, see, half the time I can't even put on fucking English comms on my fucking bullshit ass fucking app. So
that's fair enough. So
let's start that fucking fire again.
Yeah. Anyway, I believe, and apologies to everybody if I'm wrong, but the gist of it that I got is the kanji that he has on the back of his trunks right now is the same that Inoki used to rep. And so it's again another sort of step towards that like Inokiism, like true New Japan fire type thing.
Dig. Yeah, that sounds fucking awesome.
Yeah. So, you know what I mean? They're doing step by step, you know? So they're getting there. Not just to talk about all white guys, but I do want to see Driller. I mean, Driller already took leaps and bounds in this tournament. Like, have you ever seen a fucking, besides Shingo, a junior shoot up the ranks and get wins like fucking Driller did, you know.
Over Shingo.
Exactly. Like, they are not fucking around with Driller either. They know absolutely what they've got with those two guys, and they're not fucking around at all. As far as, like, the Japanese talent goes, I mean, Goto might still be in the mix come fucking next year, who knows. But as far as, like, new guys and where things are at the moment, obviously want to keep seeing more from Despy. I think we'll see Yuya. I think the just four guys joining Hontai, and I think there was even an article about it, was specifically because Tanahashi sees himself in Yuya and wants him close by and wants to start to draw those analogies already between himself and Yuya. You know, like, he's like, I'm fucking ending this faction and putting him next to me. Like, I think they're hot-shotting him for real. Like, so, yeah.
And he's fucking good for it.
He's absolutely good for it. So, yeah, I think you'd see, like, Tsuji, Yuya, Zach, Gabe.
Okay.
Would be my personal kind of pick.
You think those would be the best four not faces as far as wrestling terms, but the best four faces, the best four horses.
Sort of pillars they could build. Yeah.
Leaders. Yeah. Pillars. There we go.
Yeah.
I like that list.
Yeah.
I like that list a lot. What about Despy? Where's Despy falling there?
Didn't I say Despy is one of them? I thought I did. Who did I say?
You said Tsuji and...
Oh, Tsuji, Yuya. Yeah, Zach and thing. I mean, let's face it, the pillars, those four big heads are never juniors. You know what I mean? Yeah, they're true. Always like the heavy thing. And then right next to them would be like a Despy and stuff like that. So, yeah, anyway. Yeah.
Okay.
So I guess we should, with all that said and done, what do you give the tournament? How did you feel about it? Vibe check on the tournament after it was all said and done.
The tournament was very, very good. I think it felt underwhelming because a lot of the shows were in such small venues.
Yeah.
Like, it just, like, the semifinal shows were in front of like 120 people.
Sure, sure.
And that really bummed me out. But no, the matches were very good.
Mm-hmm.
The character growth for Shooter mm-hmm. was very good. I think they did a lot with this tournament, and it's set up a lot of stuff in the future. We're going to talk about it in a few minutes when we talk about Sakura Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think the tournament did what it needed to do. Mm-hmm. I think the vibes are good, but not great yet. Mm-hmm. They were really high coming out of Goto's challenge for the title and things like that. Mm-hmm. Coming out of Wrestle Kingdom, they were pretty good. It just hit a skid here for some reason, and that sucks. Yeah. But I think the vibes are good, but not great.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I think there's been better New Japan Cups for sure. And whether that's me being invested, I mean, right in the middle of the tournament, I had to go away. I was away on leave, and so I couldn't, like, watch it as it happened. And then I was playing catch up and stuff, and that never really lends well to the enjoyment of the thing. But you did get to sort of watch it as it plays out. And the fact that you sort of felt that way a little bit maybe lends to...
Yeah, it wasn't all you, man. It wasn't all you. It was there.
Yeah.
Sure. When I think about it, actually, like, when we were preparing to get on this call, I was like, man, I don't know if I have anything to fucking say.
Mm.
You know?
Sure.
Because I was just like, oh, it was a tournament. It was fine.
Yeah.
You know, like, that doesn't make for good podcasting.
No.
But now that we're on the call, I'm actually feeling a bit more psyched about it. I've been trying to be really positive about it. I got on Blue Sky the other day mm-hmm. when they announced the Sakura Genesis card, and I was like, yeah, this could fuck real good.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the Sakura Genesis stuff might have me a bit more interested. We'll run through that and see how pumped we are on it. Let me ask you this one last question about New Japan Cup. Do you think you would have been more excited if there were different finalists? I think for the stories that are happening, it absolutely made sense to be those guys. And it absolutely makes sense for Finlay to be the one that is next up against Godo. But do you think if you could have rejigged it and just gone, fuck the stories, I want my guy to win or somebody a bit more exciting to win, would you have changed it?
Okay. Wrestling is first and foremost an entertainment product, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Do you watch every movie and say, oh my, I can think of a better ending?
Yeah, sure. No, not really. Yeah. I mean, I do, but you, yeah.
yeah. But like you sometimes have to go, oh, that's not what I would have done, but that's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And even saying that, like saying, oh, that's not what I would have done. It probably is. When yeah, sure. I mean, we went through our best case, worst case scenario. Who did we come out with winning?
I forget.
I don't remember.
It's a long time ago.
Yuya, maybe?
Yeah. It was Yuya. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, Yuya still made it pretty far.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And we didn't even give Shooter fucking half a chance.
Yeah, exactly.
We had big question marks. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's not always about what you want to happen, but what's best to happen.
Exactly.
Now that can go so far in the other direction where, you know, you have like a Vince McMahon booking just to make himself laugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, sure.
Like, but, I don't think that New Japan's ever been that way. Uh-huh. I think that, the New Japan booking knew where it was going. Mm-hmm. It knew not just what we wanted, but what we needed.
Yeah. And that is a great answer. That is kind of almost what I was wondering if we would get to, in that sometimes, and it shows what New Japan does, where we have that much faith in how they can course correct and stay true to what their plan is, that you really, it's kind of bulletproof in a way. You're like, yeah, I mean, sure, it'd be great to have a fucking banger match with fucking Gabe and fucking blah, 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 and things like that. But it's like, but where does that leave the booking, you know? And where does that leave the ongoing story of New Japan? And they stick to their guns. And as a result, you get to where you're going. And so I think that, opposed to like the shotgun booking of some of the Western companies, is definitely the better call.
Yep. 100%.
Absolutely. 100%. Even if it does leave you a little bit like you were saying, a little bit underwhelmed, like that was a tournament that happened and it was good and blah, 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 they're going to stay the course, because at the end of the day, the end result is what matters, and it will be better for everybody in the end.
Yeah, the end result, you know, a couple of months ago, you know, you and I were talking about the end result of not getting what we wanted from Godo last year, mm-hmm. getting what we wanted from Godo this year and being even more excited.
Exactly.
For it.
Exactly. And so it's, they almost have proven through the way they do things that when we rant and rail that we just need to shut the fuck up, because it's all going to work out. They're like, hold my beer, it's going to be fine, we got you, yeah, kind yeah. of thing. So, yeah.
Hold me in the light, bro. Hold yeah. me in the light, because I got you.
Absolutely. All right. So do we want to preview Sakura Genesis right now?
Let's
do it.
Let's break it down.
So I've got to
break it down.
Doom, ba, boom. I have it up on Wikipedia, so hopefully that's correct. If it's not, blame that. So it starts out with the first pre-show match is Young Lions, Murashima and Nagal. Then the first real match will be Yuya versus Sonata. Blood feud, former senpai versus Kohai. This is actually perfect. How are you feeling about Sonata right now?
Wow.
That's a big question. How? And I mean, he's almost kind of like the true darkest force in the thing right now, because he came in to help the War Dogs, but was totally ineffective, almost to the point where you're like, is he actually helping House of Torture? And then fucking like left, and him and Finlay were left sort of staring each other down a little bit. So you're like, he's kind of doesn't give a fuck about anybody except for himself right now.
Yeah, he's really going wherever the wind blows, like whatever's best for Sonata is where Sonata's going.
Exactly.
And I dig that.
It's kind of the most interesting he's been in a while, because he's like a true wild card. He has no conscience and he doesn't really give a fuck.
I wonder what broke inside of him, you know?
Yeah. I mean, losing the championship didn't help, but I think also when you achieve your dreams and you get everything you've ever wanted and then you're not, it's not what you wanted, and you're like, oh, wait, nobody loves me. Everybody, like, the dream isn't what I wanted and I didn't live up to it. Like, maybe shatters a piece of you. And you're like, wow, I got everything I wanted and I was shit at it. So what does, like, the fallen fucking hero, you know what I mean? He changed everything about himself and suddenly he's clean cut and he's wearing the robe and he's doing all the things that he should do. To be like,
and still some asshole from Western Australia keeps shitting on him.
He's like, fucking Rafe, just won't give it to me. But you know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's the story. I feel like he hit his promised land and it wasn't what he wanted. And then now he's like, fuck. So he's like, so who cares? Like, and I only just realized all of that now on the fly. Josh would be so proud of me.
Everybody,
listen to WeWork Stiff.
I was like, you're working stiff, but
I haven't fucking listened to WeWork Stiff the last couple of weeks. I've been away. I've been on leave and things like that. I wonder if they have a similar take. I have to talk to them after they listen to this. But yeah.
No, they're always ready to talk about Sonata.
Absolutely. They fucking love it.
So yeah, like, are you turning to the dark side? Do you want to see Sonata beat Yuya here?
I mean, don't get me wrong. None of that makes me want to watch Sonata wrestle. but I'm interested in where he falls. I was almost more interested in that match because I kind of just want him to join House of Torture and get shuffled off into that corner. You know what I mean? But the fact that he didn't immediately do that leads me going, where's he going? So I don't know if that will happen. It may just be, you know, but I mean, what else do you do with Yuya? You could kind of drag this rivalry out for a while. They could really fucking heat it up if they wanted to. You know what I mean? They haven't really, like, Yuya got the best of him in the New Japan Cup, but only by like a flash pin type scenario. And then, you know, Sonata comes out and attacks him when he's fucking down. Though Taka also did the worst job protecting his fucking friend you've ever seen in a match. Yuya is knocked the fuck out. Sonata just comes strolling out and Taka's like standing over him. And Sonata's like, hey man. And Taka's like, what are you doing? He goes, get out of the way. I'm going to help him. And he's like, oh, cool. And just leaves the ring. This fucking blood enemy that betrayed them all. He goes, oh, he'll help him up. Picks him up, fucking hits him with his finisher, strolls to the ring, and then a very slow fucking Taka kind of gets the ropes. It's like, hey, you shouldn't have done that kind of thing. And I'm like, with friends like you, bro, who fucking needs enemies, eh? Like, yeah. he's very clearly
going, oh, shame on you.
Yeah. It's like, are you kidding? Like, why would you ever want Taka in your corner, right? Like, Jesus Christ.
Because he's the only guy left right now.
Well, yeah, but even then, fucking I'll go solo. Like, I'd rather have the young lions trying to fucking stop him than Taka. Like,
well, now he's got the entirety of Chaos and Hantai backing him up.
Yeah, so he's got a fucking army. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. He could dip into that force for good, like you're talking about, that Goto has brought out. Like, just look at how deep that, because we were talking about, oh, Chaos is nothing. Fucking Hantai is, like, who gives a shit? Mm. Dude, we could see, like, say that Sonata comes out, joins the House of Torture and starts, you know, running with them and being a bad, like, here comes Yuya, Taichi, Despy, Oleg Bolton, and fucking Tomohiro Ishii versus the House of Torture. Like, that, I just named a bunch of dudes off the top of my head. I'm fucking into it.
Let's go. Yeah, exactly. I think, I don't know which way this match will go, but I think Sonata's wild cardness is somewhat interesting, and I wonder him if he's more interesting in that, like, is he really with the War Dogs, is he not, rather than, like, once he say he jumps to House of Torture. I think he would lose whatever he's like, whatever spark is going right now. You know what I mean? He's kind of a little bit more interesting, and it's like, where does he stand? And so they'll probably run that out for a while, I think. And yeah, and I think they could, as much as I don't want to see you, you're just like lamenting with Sonata for ages. I think if they turn up the heat and turn this into a real blood feud, they could elevate both guys in a big way. But okay, they need here's to the do it question. Correct. Yeah. And you can.
Here's the real question.
Mm-hmm.
Who's more handsome?
Oh, I mean, Sonata's really fucking handsome, isn't he? It's just boring.
Yuya's really handsome too, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's probably Sonata's a bit more statuesque, though. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think, yeah, maybe I hate him because I'm so attracted to him. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Maybe there's a confusing thing going on there. But the... I think there's a way in this sort of rivalry to sort of hide Sonata's weaknesses, you know, get bloody, a lot of brawling, a lot of things like that, and maybe create a harder edge for him. So we'll see. Yeah.
And see how that harder edge would play out against the fundamentals of Yuya.
Yeah, exactly right.
That'd be fucking cool.
Because Sonata would be silly to play that game. So he may be better to, yeah, take
it. Harder. Speaking of harder, let's talk about the Great O'Con.
The hottest.
The Great O'Con challenging ELP for the television title.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that one?
Great O'Con just being like, what is the next shit belt I could get?
I'm going to grab that one and fucking...
And then retire that too. Next. Yeah, exactly. Sure. I think it will be fun. I think both guys are sort of in a... bit of a transition phase as well. They're definitely elevating Great O'Con and trying to do that with ELP, but ELP doesn't really have a thing right now. You know what I mean? They're just letting him kind of figure it out. So.
Yeah. I think both of these guys are, both can definitely go in the ring, and both are underrated like comedy wrestlers as well.
Yeah.
So this match has opportunity to be a lot of fun in ways that Toru Yano hasn't been in fucking ages.
Mm. What would you say about ELP joining United Empire?
It seems like United Empire's like next up on the chopping block.
It's not right looking now. Good for him. And I'm like, who could you put in to shore that up? And with all the Hontai things and stuff like that, ELP was kind of like, you know, right on Tanahashi's hip as his like, you know, sidekick kind of thing. And then obviously he had the medical issues he had. Now with Yuya coming in, I think it's pretty clear that that won't be the case. It will be Yuya taking that spot. So what do you do with ELP where it's not just standing in the background of like the Hontai crowd? And I wonder if there's a kind of position there as somebody to maybe step into that little bit more Will Ospreay role.
You know what? I like where your head's at right now. Figuring out a way to make the United Empire
I don't want to lose
matter
it,
a little
know?
Bit more.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It's still of a new faction. Like, it's what, 3 years old? No, it was 2020 when it started. So 5 years old.
Yeah.
I think when Will left, obviously that hurt. We've had a couple more people leave since then. We've still got more people
leaving. We lost Aussie Open as well. You know what I mean? Like,
Aussie Open.
Henare is out for the foreseeable future.
Sometime.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when we look at it like that, and then there's, you know, the rumors that Jeff Cobb is, you know, 1 foot out the door already. Mm. Like, that's tough. That's real fucking
tough. It's tough to come back from. It is.
That's the first like five dudes who ever joined United Empire. So.
And then you look at who's left. You go, okay, so you've got the Great O'Con, you've got Akira, you've maybe got TJP, but he's always in Japan. And then you've got
Callum Newman.
Callum Newman. And what's that other guy that's a member now, but I don't even know who he is? The bearded guy? It's like another UK guy they just pulled in. Exactly.
I don't know his name. I don't know his name off the top of my head. I saw his name earlier today, and I still can't even remember.
But I've never even seen him wrestle. Like, I don't even know who he is. They're in a rough spot, you know, and obviously Jeff is still there. But so I feel like they need to do something, and whether that is recruit or, you know, have O'Khan make a statement about something or Jeff Cobb take over or do something, they have to do something. You know what I mean?
It won't be Jeff Cobb. Jeff Cobb's gone soon.
Mm. Is that 100% confirmed though? Or
it's like the rumor mill has it that Jeff Cobb is already on WWE's like inside roster.
Yeah.
Like
okay.
Just hasn't been officially announced yet.
Right. Okay. Well, then in that case, if he really is truly gone, then they're even in an even more dire place than they currently are. So you've got to save that faction and you've got to move things around and do things. So, or disband that faction and create a whole new thing. Like, because I mean, it was all built around Will Ospreay. They fucking gave him his own faction and then he left, you know? Like, so what do you do? Yeah, absolutely.
It's tough, man. I mean, like heating up O'Khan right now, right? They're obviously building O'Khan as a final boss, kind of, you know.
Do you think O'Khan truly has it though?
I do. Absolutely.
You think he has main event match potential? Like, because I've been watching his matches for a long time and I enjoy him. I enjoy him in a lot of ways. Do you think he can deliver like Wrestle Kingdom main event status matches? Because I'm not convinced he can.
Look at me right now. Mm-hmm. My right hand in the air.
Yeah.
I fucking do.
Really?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
I hope you're right. I would actually love it if he was and I was proved wrong, because there's a lot that he does that I absolutely love.
Maybe he just needs to
turn a corner and a more serious corner or something. I don't know.
Maybe he's not going to deliver the, you know, the work rate Shingo Takagi style bouts. Mm. But I think that with his character work and the things that he can do in the ring, he can go with everybody. And I think that he can put on matches that can main event Wrestle Kingdom. Yes, sir.
Sure. Okay. Well, then if that is true, I think they need to have him have some kind of statement win. I would have him then reshape United Empire in his image. And that could be an aggressive show of force in some way. That could be, say, executing Jeff Cobb and seeing him out of the company. And fucking bringing in others. I don't know. There's a few different ways you could kind of go about it. But, yeah, I would have him do something to go, I'm no longer this joke wrestler that was KOPW. I'm now something else.
Yeah, so if we were to pull ELP in, is there anybody else from Hantai and Chick – Chantai, the Chaos Hantai unit, that you'd like to see them grab?
Yeah. And I would, and in doing it, I would sort of change the United Empire imagery and branding, but I'd also put in El Desperado and I would change it, because if you see O'Khan, ELP, and Despy together, I feel like that is a very cool unit of three guys that I feel like kind of work together imagely. Like if you see them all together, I feel like it kind of works and stuff, but I don't think they work under the current like green and gold United Empire branding. So I feel like you need to change it.
Okay. Okay. Mm. I'm thinking Oleg Bolton, and they let him be the new Jeff Cobb. They let him be the new muscle.
Okay.
In United Empire.
That's easier than Despy. Like, that's a just paste him in type scenario.
But also, I don't want Despy to be a be heel right now.
I don't think Despy fits Hontai, though. Because he even kind of pushes against it. When he was tagging with him, they wanted to do that, like, dumb hit on the back sushi restaurant thing. And he's like, no, this is fucking stupid. Like, he doesn't like it. Like, you know, he doesn't really fit that team, you know?
That's very true. Mm. That's tough. I don't think he fits. He doesn't fit United Empire. What United Empire is currently.
That's right. Why I said you'd have to change it. You'd have to change it. But I do think he could work with ELP and Great O'Kane in a very cool way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of changing, mm-hmm. we're changing into a world where Tanahashi is not an active wrestler anymore.
Yeah.
And one of his final stops for his final Sakura Genesis, we're getting him versus the new shooter.
I just saw that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you think of that? I think this is coming at the wrong time because it's not the fully cooked shooter yet. Mm. Maybe they've got something planned.
That's probably like, to might show be that, the point.
That evolution.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably shooter losing some more and learning a lesson, I imagine.
It's really tough, man. That's real tough.
I don't know. I still feel like that story's in such flux. There's no way to predict what's going to happen there.
No, you're right. Mm. You're very right. Mm.
Just going to have to sit back and let that play out. I do want to watch it, though. I'm
not super interested in the actual winner or loser. I just want to see how it leads to evolution for Shooter.
Yeah, exactly. Does it end with them both crying together is the question.
Maybe it leads to, them crying together. Shooter's got his head down. He's crying, but he's not really crying. And then he fucking turns on him. Yeah. He'll turn. Let's go.
There you go. I mean, that'd be a way to hotshot it for sure.
it seems a bit too early for that.
Yeah, but it does seem a bit too early for that. But hey.
Didn't Shooter say that he wants to be the one to retire Tanahashi?
He might have. Yeah, I don't know.
I think he did.
Well, mate, he might try and do that by force.
This might be the first step on the road to that.
I don't hate that, actually.
So, yeah. Next up, the House of Torture, which is Pimp and Ren and Sho versus Gabe, Andrilla, and Bone Soldier Taiji Ishimori. How do you feel about this triple threat match?
I'm kind of into this. Like when at the end of the thing, they were like, we're coming for the Nevers. I was like, these belts still exist? Like I fucking forgot about them.
Remember during 2020 when like those three belts were fucking it, dude?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh man.
This is actually a great spot while they're, doing the Finlay main event stuff and you want to, keep some heat happening with the War Dogs and have them be, visible. Having them take those belts is a great idea because you get to fucking trot out the three of them, fucking both jack dudes, and you can just have them steamroll people, carry around belts. Gabe gets to carry two belts because he's got the fucking strong one as well. And like, yeah, you kind of keep them in the mix and relevant. I don't hate it.
Yeah.
I like it, in fact.
I like it. I do like it. And that team appeals to me.
Yeah.
That's a team I'd like to see many times.
Yeah. I enjoy it. Absolutely.
Appeals to me and want to see many times, the Grip versus Takeshita.
I want to put out, I did not read any of this card before now, and I'm like, let's go.
Yeah, dude. This is why I was saying this card's going to bop, dude.
Yeah, this is great.
So the grip versus Takeshita. Mm-hmm. We've got a current beastly ace versus a future beastly ace.
Mm-hmm.
Real hop up high near the top of the card. How do you feel about that
one? Feel good about it. Feel good about Takeshita being involved with New Japan as much as he is.
We pants down on this one?
Oh, yeah. And then I think this is going to be a great opportunity for the Grip to start to fucking, get himself over.
I'm going to wear my Grip shirt tomorrow.
Do you have a Grip shirt?
I do.
You're like, I made it myself. It's just white. It just says Grip with like this five eyes. Yeah, exactly. It just says the eyes circle the fucking shirt like 100 times.
It's all around my torso.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yes. And then the P's right down in the in your belly button, directly in the center. Yeah, absolutely. I'm into it.
Yeah, dude, that one's got Match of the Night written on it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure something sick's going to come out of that.
Absolutely.
Okay, then we've got what could possibly be Jeff Cobb's last match in the company. We've got Naito and Hiromu versus Jeff Cobb and Callum Newman for the tag team titles.
Yeah.
I'm not giving a shit about that one.
I don't care about that either.
Yeah. I mean, like, for what it could mean for the United Empire, are they, you know, could we see Jeff Cobb unceremoniously booted? You know what? With the way that they give a shit about those fucking tag team title belts, like, they could put him on Jeff Cobb and have him lose them back in a week, you know?
Sure.
Fucking, like, giving Carl Anderson the never title belt and shit like that.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I just brought up it's like Voldemort. It's like,
yeah, I know.
He who shall not be named.
What have you done? What have you done? You terrifying. Know he's a free agent at the moment. Don't speak the name. He's got like a thing pinging in his social media thing that tracks anytime anybody's mentioned his name. And he's like, fuck, what's going on?
Those are the bright lights I'm talking about, yeah, right there. You know, I was in the G1 final in like 2012.
Fucking hell. Yeah, I miss the tag team titles. Would you prefer, this is just fantasy booking, but would you prefer to see Driller and Gabe in the tag team division than trios?
Yup.
I mean, that's a fucking big dog tag team, eh?
Yup.
Like, that's fucking Steiner Brothers. That's fucking...
I'm into it. Legion of Doom.
Yeah.
Steiner Brothers.
Bring us back.
Fucking Miracle Power.
Dr. Death.
Miracle Violence. All that shit, man. Yeah, let's fucking go.
Oof. Oh, my God.
And what kind of crazy New Japan name could they come up with for just those two as a not a faction, but as a tag team?
Yeah.
Something... crazy violent power.
I don't know, but either way, fucking hell, that'd be sick. But
that would be but so yeah.
Anyway,
sick.
I don't think United Empire winning this. I think they're just quite happy keeping those belts on Hiromu and Naito and just having them trot along.
Yep, I'd love to see their fucking run.
Yeah, I'd love to see them have a feud with like credible challengers and, you know, and do things like that. So we'll see. Is this their first defense?
Double champ Goto.
Yeah, let's double go. Champ Goto would be cool. Or maybe do they, because Goto's thing, like Yoshihashi ain't doing nothing. Do we do like Bishamon Mark II and put Yoshi with a younger dude? Like, do you put...
I mean, Ishii's still floating around. You could put Yoshi and Ishii together.
You could. Mm-hmm.
That's a thing. I mean, you could really pick anybody out of the Chontai mix-up.
Chontai.
Chontai. Yeah. And just like... we're just talking about this giant, you know, force for good, and now I can't think of a single person who I'd like to see.
So many. Bolton, I guess, could be in there if you didn't go the other way with you.
I mean, could be Bolton. Yeah, it could be. I think the obvious one is Ishii, mm-hmm. But yeah, just grab a random dude.
Just grab a dude.
I'd like to see that. I'd like to see that more than a dude who's on his way out the door.
Mm.
You know,
absolutely. Anyway,
speaking of things I'd rather not see, Evil.
I actually love Evil. He's such a shit. He's, yeah, he's fucking, such a fucking shithead. He's so funny.
Evil versus Yoda Tsuji.
I don't even remember fucking House of Torture used to have that gold white heat. I fucking love to see him bumble it out. I'm like, oh, what have they got planned? They're into
all these scamps.
Yeah, exactly.
These crook blokes.
I fucking love Evil. Yeah, Evil ain't winning this, surely. If he actually maybe would love it if he did, to be honest.
Oh, just fucking put a dark cloud over that belt.
Yeah.
That brand new belt.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oof, that'd be tough. Yeah.
That's how it goes. Yeah.
I'm not seeing happy days for me if Evil's got the GHC.
Yeah.
I think Yoda Tsuji with it is perfect.
Yeah, I could see Tsuji having a bit of a run with this, to be honest. I don't know.
What was that? Oh, I just knocked something off my back of my chair.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I thought one of the dogs wanted to be let out. Tsuji's definitely going on a run with this. I think he's holding it through the G1, set up a couple of good defenses leading up to a big match at Wrestle Kingdom. I think that's the easiest way that we can book that.
Yeah, okay. No, fair enough. Either way. It'd be interesting. It's the second last match on the card, so they're going to have to put in some work. It'll be interesting to see what plays out.
I'm always interested in seeing how a new person will interact with the House of Torture for the first time. And it's not the first time, but like it's his first real big spot to interact with the House of Torture.
Yeah.
How is he going to fight? Is he going to bring out more people? Mm. Does he have a plan on his own? You know, like, I mean, LIJ is not the kind of we're all gonna fight for one dude.
Nah, they're not
faction.
Nah,
they're like, nah, fuck you, bro. You can do it on your own.
Especially if they've already had a match. You know, Naito's in the Uber on his way home after that fucking title match. Like,
oh yeah, he didn't even shower. He's fucking. Yeah. He's
making Hirobu pay for it. So they're both gone. So Shingo will be kicking around and Bushi will be kicking around. But that's if they even turned up to the venue. I think. Yeah, I don't know. I can maybe see them going, you know what? It's Tsuji 1 against all type scenario. He's fucking spearing multiple guys at the same time and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, dude, hit me with it. Let's go.
Like just taking out fucking two guys in a spear and, you know, things like that. So we'll see.
Instead of a gene blast, it's a gene explosion.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe like a double head stomp could be cool as well. Like they're fucking head to head and like, you know.
Double Marlowe crash.
Just have him just wasting dudes. So, yeah, they could help build him here. So we will see. And then finally, I mean, we spoke about it a lot at the start of the episode, but Goto versus Finlay.
What is better right now? Mm. I know that like we're kind of 50-50 on it. Like, do we want Goto to keep going? Mm. Do we want to see Finlay finally grab that belt? What's better for us as viewers? What's better for New Japan as a company? And are they the same thing?
This is true. I don't fucking know which way this is going to go because I can see arguments for both, you know. I think after so long and after him like eventually getting it done and finally getting it done, it almost now, when it happened, I was like, oh, they could just get it off him in a month or whatever and stuff. It almost feels like it would be pulling the rug out from under him. Like, it almost feels like let's let him rock for a bit, you know, and, like, really stabilize him and have him as, like, an ongoing sort of force. But at the same time, you know, Finlay is arguably, like, the biggest bad in the company, serious bad anyway, you know, and you don't want to undermine his progress and growth.
And it's been such a fucking, like, such a huge marked improvement for Finlay.
Yeah.
That like it's not if, but when.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. For him to become world champion.
Yeah.
So like, what's the point of holding it off? Like,
yeah.
Where do you see a bigger spot for him? I mean, cause it's probably not going to be a Wrestle Kingdom thing. If he is still a heel, he's not going to walk out of Wrestle Kingdom as champion. That doesn't happen. Mm. So it wouldn't be there. Would he get if he gets a title shot at Sakura Genesis? Is he going to be getting a title shot at like a Dominion? Mm. Probably not.
Do you think the way Goto's run has gone, where he's like, you know, defending against Tanahashi, defending against, you know,
Makabe,
defending against fucking Blue Justice. I was mind blanking on his name, Nagata. Is with all of those just like defenses to get in a few so he didn't go, you know, 1-0 or whatever. You know what I mean? Like get a few in, build up his resume a bit as a potential championship threat, give him the whole faction and stuff. Like if he loses the belt to Finlay, he's kind of really been positioned in every way that you need him to be positioned as like the head of that faction. So do you need him to hold the belt anymore?
I feel like you don't need him to hold the belt anymore, but like, who was, oh, it was Blue Justice. It wasn't Makabe. Why did I say Makabe?
I don't know. Cause he's been around. He was, yeah, standing around him and yeah, things like that.
Yeah. Okay. I think he's already established, and I want to say like tripping on the banana peel against the first real, their first real contender mm-hmm. would be the most Goto thing to do.
Yeah.
Right. But that's also thinking of Goto from 2015.
Is this new Goto? Are we reprogramming everybody in how they look at him? You know what I mean? And so do they want to see him come through that for a bit longer?
That's why it's just the fucking wildest, like, it could go either way.
Yeah.
I'm so 50-50 on this.
Yeah, me too. There's arguments for both. And Finlay can take a loss and still be okay. I mean, it's fucking happened to him. Like, he won the fucking global and immediately lost it to fucking Dolph Ziggler, you know what I mean? And then fucking won it back and he was fine. And it doesn't really dent him. He's a good enough talker and he's got the things going on. So he can survive. It's not going to fucking end him for sure. It does feel like his story is leading to it. And especially when you consider his history with Goto, how he's had his number consistently, you know, is it Goto finally getting the best of him in front of his kids and fucking we're all happy in the, you know, in the Sumo Hall, or is it fucking his dreams are dashed once more by this fucking man?
I guess we just have to find out. Just have to watch and find out on April 4th at Sakura mm-hmm. Genesis.
What do you want to happen? Or do you not even know? I feel like I don't even know. I feel like I'm like, New Japan, tell me what I want. Because I don't even think I think I know.
I just hope both wrestlers have a good time.
Yeah, and that nobody gets hurt. We all have a fun time.
Exactly. Man, I don't even know. I really, there's a world, and this is going to be one of those spots where it's like multiple worlds theory, like where every decision splits off into a new multiverse, you know? Sure. And like, we're going to live in a universe where either Goto wins the big one and stays on top with it.
Yeah.
Or it's time for the War Dogs to reign supreme.
Mm. It's interesting.
Man, they're both good options. They're both really good options right now.
It is. It is definitely very interesting. I just don't fucking know. So
I don't it's a good feel place like to they're be. Pulling the trigger early for Finlay, because I feel like they established him with a good long run with the GHC. They had him mm-hmm. over Moxley and Will at the same time. Yeah,
he's got a resume.
He's won the New Japan Cup. He's got the accomplishments. It could be time.
And I mean, even last year felt like he was supposed to win the New Japan Cup, but he went out with injury. You know what I mean? It felt like Goto was in his spot then, you know? Yeah. So, and then he's even beaten the guy who fucking went on to win that New Japan Cup. You know what I mean? He's beaten Tsuji. Like,
man, it's such good booking. Like, like,
did Tsuji win the GHC from Finlay in the end? I don't remember.
Yeah.
He did. Yeah. But he still has victories over Tsuji though, right? I think he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I was just like, was I making up lies as I was talking about that? But yeah, I'm pretty sure he does. But yeah, It's
fucking wild, eh?
It is fucking wild. Yeah.
It's we talk about how like they're so good at like booking the next man up and stuff like that, that like it's become long-term booking at this point.
Yeah.
Yes, Finley went out with a medical issue. Goto stepped up, mm-hmm. and now it's led to us a year and some odd later.
Mm.
Goto's the champion,
mm-hmm.
and Finley's chasing him.
Yeah.
In what feels like should have been last year's, you know, New Japan Cup final.
Mm-hmm.
Along the way, they had to deal with Tsuji. Along the way, they had to deal with Zack Sabre Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Finley just beat Zack Sabre Jr. Man, this is it's so intricate,
yeah.
and so beautiful the way they do it.
It's cool.
There should be a podcast where people talk specifically about the ins and outs of that for like 4 hours at a time.
If only we knew a podcast that does that. Tune in and listen to WeWork Stiff.
Yeah. Who has time for that? Not us. That's why we do like 1 hour.
Exactly. That's what we do. 1 hour at best. We're actually over that. We're at 1 hour 10. So there you go.
Oh, look at us.
Look
fucking
at us go. In summary, though, I will say that it is cool to be in a position where it's very hard to predict this company and how it's going to work. You know what I mean? Like, you spent a lifetime watching the likes of WWE and things like that, and you can almost fucking see the writing in the water. You know what I mean? It's very rare that you're surprised. And I used to say, Amy's like, why do you watch this? I'm like, because I'm begging for a fucking surprise, you know? Like, and I feel like, and that's gotten better in WWE from the way I understand it. But the point being that New Japan right now, all the shifts and all the personnel changes and things we've had have really left us in a position where it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, man. And here's the thing. With us, it's not what we think is going to happen. It's what we want to see happen. So give me right now, Ray Fulton, Von Houston.
I already asked you that question. You didn't really answer it. So you can't fucking back on me.
Because I can't. I'm turning it back on you. What is the best case scenario?
I don't know. They're both.
Goto wins.
You reckon that's the best case scenario?
I'm going to go with my gut. Goto wins, and that's the best case scenario. There is no worst case scenario.
There is no worst case scenario. Yeah.
I just think Goto holding it through the G1 is what I want to see, because I want to see Goto doing main events throughout the G1 inside of his block throughout the tournament.
Yeah. Him as the wall through the G1 would be very cool.
Again.
Do you feel like whoever wins, regardless of whoever wins, do you think Zach's waiting for them?
I'd have to get a look at the blocks, man. Like, I feel like there is another match for Zach somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's right after the G1.
Mm.
Or maybe it's this time next year.
Yeah.
You know, but like, mm-hmm. Zach's not done in the world title picture. I think this is going to be a one and done for Goto. That's why I think it's best to keep the belt on Goto right now.
Okay.
You know, just let him roll with it and establish his legacy while the rest of the guys kind of cook a little bit more till Shooter's done cooking. You know, we cook Yuya a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Zach's not done. Zach is a little bit older, but he's not that wasn't his one chance with the belt.
Nah. And they did such a great job building him that he feels like, in a way, legit, the rightful champion still, you know what I mean? Like,
he's a legit threat.
Yeah,
for
absolutely.
Sure. And I think the way Zach wrestles, he could wrestle for a long time from now.
Absolutely.
You know, mm-hmm. a lot longer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because, you know, he's not taking horrendous bumps. He's not doing high-risk maneuvers or anything like that.
I mean, he's took a couple of horrendous bumps recently. He got murdered in that Goto.
hate it. Jesus Christ. But even then, Goto is like super safe.
Yeah, exactly. So, he just made it look like death. Yeah. Either way, I think I'm very pleased to realize that Sakura Genesis is just around the corner. Like, we're talking 2 weeks like away, max.
Ten?
Yeah.
Cause it's the 4th of April.
It's the 4th, is it?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, then. Well, then in that case, it is a week and a half away, basically.
10, 11, 12 days, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, awesome. April 4th for you, April 5th for me. So there you go. So, yeah, just under 2 weeks. So, yeah, that's a lot to look forward to. I reckon we'll call this here, and then if we come back basically a fortnight for us, that will be the day after Sakura Genesis, and we'll be able to discuss what went down.
Dig it.
Dig it. Absolutely. Tell the people where to find us.
Well, you can find us on the various Instagrams and social medias under our handles, our various handles. You can find me under El Destructo, ELDESTRUCTO 83, El Destructo 83. You can find Rafe on the various social medias at Faces Feels Cast. That's also the name of Rafe's other show where he gets to interview various other people throughout the independent wrestling scene and get to know a different side of them. It's very nice. It's a good way to get to become fans of the people and not just the wrestler. And you can find the show on the various social medias under our Ichiban Suite. That's our tag, Ichiban.
That is
Suite. I'm bad at this. I'm so out of fucking practice.
You're normally I normally shoot to you because you're the right person to do this. You're so good at all the plugs.
I'm so it's 1:30 in the morning.
Oh yeah, my bad.
Yeah. So
all right.
But,
well,
yeah.
Yeah.
You can check us out. You can find the show on Patreon at patreon.com/countoutpod. Mm-hmm. We are proud members of the Patreon of the Countout Podcasting Network. And you can go and support the entire Countout Podcasting Network by donating there, patreon.com/countoutpod, where you'll find extra content from all of the creators on the Countout Podcasting Network, including our friends at Ring Post Radio, and Ryan Knightsey and his show The Ballot. That's really good. When we do RG Wonderings, he also does N Wondering, I believe, on the Noah N1 Victory tournament. He does that on Patreon, all sorts of great stuff that you can find there. And we'll let you get on there and see if you really love this cast specifically. That's the best way that you can help us out. If you don't have the money that it takes to give us gifts of money, what you can do is rate this show 5 stars, tell your friends about it on social media. Thank you for leaving a comment or a rating, and thank you for telling a friend.
Absolutely. Could not have said it better myself. So everybody out there, thank you for listening.
Probably could have. That was really poor.
Nah, it's totally fine. Thanks everybody for their patience with us. We are both running pretty busy schedules at the moment, so we're just getting the show out when we can. But the hope is, yeah, we'll be back in a fortnight just after Sakura Genesis to run it all down. Until then, you know what it is. It's rate and subscribe, listen or die, spirit of fight, style of strong, sweet cast.
Ichiban.
This has been a Count Out Podcast.
Hello, my name is Jessica and I'm the host of Jumping Knee Pod, a modern day All Japan podcast. Join me and a guest each month as we cover all that went down in the ring, outside of the ring, and everywhere else. Big title matches, tournaments, character arcs, storytelling, feuds, and more. It's all covered on Jumping Knee Pod. Look out for a bonus episode every once in a while, covering a variety of All Japan topics. So make sure you tune into Jumping Knee Pod. It's a new All Japan podcast for a new All Japan era.